The second I know there's no return, I told him that I lied and that there was a ride. And the whole time, my brother was like so tense and so unhappy on the ride. And I had the best time.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.
Talk sauce. We're back, everybody. It's Bo and Jack, and we're the hi. We're the.
I wasn't sure how long you wanted me to wait because we had planned how we wanted to say it, and it was like, "Well, I gotta say something," and it made it super awkward.
It's the podcast for Talk Sauce.
By Talk Sauce.
Dude, that snap really brought it. It was really shaky there for a second, but the snap was perfect.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think of the snap on By Talk Sauce. I felt like that was just really like good way to like nail it.
Yeah, know? That's what I thought. It wasn't missing anything, but just that little extra piece just really brought it up a next level. Yeah, absolutely. That was a pretty good intro, though. I'm feeling good now, like after that.
Yeah, that was you kind of paused for a second, so I was like, oh, he wants me to say something.
Yeah, I didn't really have a plan. I think maybe there was some dramatic effect that I was trying to put in there, but I'm not really sure.
Because last week we decided Jack was for and I was by, so I thought Jack was going to say everything, and then he was going to say for Talk Sauce, and I was going to say bye. So I was waiting for that, but then you kind of paused, and I was like, oh, he wants me to like acknowledge my presence.
Generally, what we've done is we both kind of do a little, hey, what's up? We're back. Yeah. And then we do the for bye.
See, this is what happened. I overthought the shit out of it. I wanted to make sure I got it right so hard.
and you just came in with the hello.
Like when it's like kind of awkward, like, you know, like when like the nurse walks into the doctor's office, like initially you're like, hello, you know.
Dude, my coolest interaction in a doctor's office that for some reason that made me think of was I was really sick and I felt like horrible.
Nice.
And I went to the doctor. I had like a really bad sore throat, just felt like absolute shit. And I went in and they like took like a strep test and a flu test.
Was this in New York?
No, this is a separate time. I always get really like, I don't know. My immune system, particularly when it comes to strep throat, just doesn't work well.
That sucked. Sorry.
Yeah. But anyway, so I'm at the doctor and they take both tests and I'm like waiting in there for a minute, just feeling like shit. And the doctor comes in, he's like, double whammy. And I was like, huh? He's like, you've got the flu and strep. And I was like, whoa, that was an interesting way to deliver that information.
I had to guess that sounds like something like a doctor with the last name Gardner would say. That totally seems like a move someone in your family would pull as a doctor. Just
double whammy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I forget. I don't remember why I told that story. But we're here. It's episode 33.
That's pretty wild. We're almost halfway to 69.
Yeah. You got it. That was pretty good this time. Last time you were like, we're three quarters.
It was like one third of the way.
Yeah.
We were one third of the way to 96. But
that's true. 93. That's honestly just as important of a number in my opinion.
Why does 96 get such little love compared to 69? Because it's the same thing. It should be equally as funny, you know?
I don't think so, because like, it's like back to back, you know?
Yeah, but could you imagine
whenever you and your homies, when you were like a kid, shared a twin size bed.
Oh,
you
so
you'd like sleep on opposite sides of the bed.
Upside down ass to ass, though. That's kind of dope. That there's a time and a place, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it'll be done. It's been done before. It'll be done again.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to?
Dude, so I was this weekend, I went to this, like, my dad's friend planned a golf trip that I guess they've been doing pretty regularly, like every year or 6 months or something. And my dad had just like consistently turned them down. But he reached out to me and he was like, hey, do you want to go? And there were like 20 guys with us. And it was in Horseshoe It was in Horseshoe Bay, which is like an hour 15 from Austin. So it was like super convenient for me. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. So they played Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but I just went for Saturday and Sunday.
Were there like other like people our age, or were you the youngest?
There were a couple kids. Like there were friend, like older dudes who had their kids there. So there were a few people my age.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was cool. It was kind of crazy because whenever you drive out, excuse me, it's basically just straight west from Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so pretty out there. I like forget like how Hill pretty country. It is. Yeah. Sorry, I keep burping. I just like right before this podcast, I just ate a Chipotle bowl like extremely fast. And it's like my body's not agreeing with it very well.
we can pause so you can take care of business. Nature pause.
No. Not that. just some burps. But yeah, we went out there and it's beautiful out there, and it was really fun. I played horrible the first day, but the second day I played a little bit better. But the coolest thing that happened was when we were there, so there were 20 people, so there were five groups of four, right? Uh-huh. And we all played like directly in a row. So at the end of the day on hole 18, everyone was like waiting at the end and like watching people come in. So when we go, I was in like the second or third to last group, and we got up there and we were waiting for the last group to come in. But then somehow another group had like gotten in between them. I guess they were playing really slowly and let the group through or something. So they played through and we were like, oh, who are all these guys? So there's just a random group of people coming up and we're all like watching them play the 18th hole, just like right there on the side of the green. And we found out somehow that this dude had just gotten married. I guess someone had like, or no, his wedding was that day. He was like playing golf before the wedding. And nice. I guess someone like talked to him beforehand or something like earlier in the day. And he like hit it onto the green on his second shot and he had this super long putt. And like there's 15 people watching and he hits this putt and it's like extremely long and it like goes down a ridge and it's just going like super slow and like trickling towards the hole and it like dropped in and then everyone just like 15 random people just going like, yeah! Just going insane. Yeah, it felt like we were at like a PGA event and the guy, like everyone was just going absolutely crazy. It was so funny. And that guy will just like never forget that moment. It was awesome.
And we're back. Sorry, we had to pause. Jack really needed to go to the bathroom. I'm just kidding. I don't know why I did that. No, dang. That's fun though. That cold blooded. No, that would be wild. Day of the wedding, nail a putt like that in front of a crowd.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
Dude, that would be cool. That's fun. How'd you play?
I played like shit the first day. I just kept like duck hooking it into the trees. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty bad, but the second day I played pretty well. But then we ended up just playing like a scramble on the back nine. These courses were like particularly hard. I remember my brother told me that they always do like a junior tournament at one of them and that it's just like known for being difficult. And I like Googled it beforehand and it was like, there was an article about it saying like one of the hardest public courses in Texas. And I was like, oh my gosh. So it was just like if you hit it in either direction, like you were in trouble, you know, if you weren't going you like straight to, like, down the middle kind of
perfect
the whole time. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I don't think I would fare very well on that course.
Yeah. But I mean, at a certain point, like I'm not good enough at golf to like really let it bother me or at least I shouldn't let it bother me too much. So it's just nice to be out there. Like the weather's getting good and it's like really pretty down there. So pretty cool though.
That sounds really fun, doing a big golf trip like that.
Yeah, man, I liked it. What'd you end up doing this weekend?
You know how last weekend I said that I was actually really chill?
Yes.
You remember that? I made up for lost time this weekend, let me tell you, dude. This weekend, like, if I woke on Sunday, it was like I kind of went on like a bender this weekend. It was kind of crazy. I was like gonna go to the movies Friday night and be like pretty chill, but then I got invited to a birthday party and I was like, that sounds like fun. I don't go to like birthday parties and stuff very often. So I went on Friday, and then me and a buddy of mine left the birthday party like early because it was just at a bar. And we were like, let's just like go around to other bars. So we just like went bar hopping in the neighborhood for like another 2 hours. And then Saturday night, I got invited to another birthday party that was like at a club with like a rave DJ. I was like, I should go to that too. I don't know what clicked in my brain, because I usually that would be something like, I don't want to do that, you know. But I was like, for some reason, I kind of felt like going to that, and I went, and it was insane, dude. It was like, it was so crazy. I think this is where we need to go for Halloween.
Really? What was going on there,
dude? So it's just like, it's this place called Elsewhere in Bushwick. Look it up for the listeners at home, and it's like, and you if you want to, but it's like, it's huge. So it's like in a former warehouse, and there's one like main stage that could fit like a couple hundred people to watch the DJ, and that's like where the biggest name DJ goes. They have a rooftop with a view of the whole New York skyline with another DJ, and then they have like two smaller rooms inside with like smaller DJs. And every hallway is a bathroom. Like, the hallways that connect each room is like a gender-neutral bathroom.
That sounds like a miracle for someone like me who has to pee all the time.
Oh, it's amazing. You never wait in line. Like, because usually at places like that, you're like waiting in fucking line, you know?
It's like the same pitch for like a Six Flags Flash Pass. Like, skip to the front. Dude, what if we sold that as like at bathrooms and really crowded places? There was like a Flash Pass to the bathroom.
Yeah,
there's like a separate lines
and stuff.
Like TSA VIP pre-check. Yeah,
we make it like sick too. red carpet, red belt rope. Like, dude,
How much would you pay for that?
Depending,
if you're at like a really big, like concert type environment where you know you're waiting like 10-15 minutes to go to the bathroom.
So here's an example of a place where it would drop like a shit ton of money, is like a music festival like ACL or Bonnaroo, where you're like in the middle of a headliner that is like 100,000 people.
So you get like an escort.
Yeah. A helicopter flies above.
you just grab a ladder. You climb up it. They have a porta potty on board.
Because when I was at Bonnaroo the first year and Paul McCartney performed, I went to the bathroom before him, but I was like, I camped out at his stage all day to get good seats for him. So I was like kind of in the fucking middle of like 100,000 people. So trying to get back was like a nightmare, you know? So if I could have like a helicopter fly above, pick me up, or like a drone or something, so it'd be a little less disruptive, like a drone with like a seat that could like sustain weight.
Yeah,
that would be pretty cool.
I've seen those. Like, I've seen some people made those on YouTube and like fly them around, and everybody's like,
"That would be awesome,
crazy." That would be cool. Or just like a security guard who would just like, you'd kind of follow him like out of the crowd and back into
like
the crowd.
He just parts the Red Sea, you know?
Yeah. What should we call it? I'm TSA P check. What do you think?
I'm not gonna come up with something better than TSA P check.
All right, we'll stick with that. That would be,
I can tell you that,
because I have to pee all the time, man. I remember one time in particular when we were at Chance the Rapper at Bonnaroo
and
you and I both had to pee like really bad, but I guess you had to pee like a little bit more than me, and you ended up like leaving the concert to go pee, but I think you ended up like getting a little bit closer at the end. But I remember I had like, when everyone was leaving, just, it was like the worst I've ever had to pee in my life, and then like trying to get to a bathroom, it was,
oh yeah, it's like the Baloo constant is, I always have to pee. We have that in common. We both have a podcast. That's something else we have in common.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that wild? We both have a podcast.
Yeah, man.
That's the name of the episode. We both have a podcast.
That'd be a good name for a podcast. We should make another podcast that's called We Both Have a Podcast.
I agree. But I think this place... So Jack's coming to New York for Halloween, as the listeners probably know at this point. And I've been doing like research on like what would be like a fun thing to do. And what I've noticed is like all the Halloween parties and stuff are like DJs and like that kind of stuff. That kind of seems to be like the vibe of like what people want to do on Halloween, which is fine. That's really fun to do. But I kind of wish there was like something that like presented itself like a little less seriously, you know, like they all like these clubs kind of have like a certain vibe and stuff. Like, I kind of wish there was something that kind of was like costume, like none of them say like dress up. It's like Halloween night at the club.
Oh, you know, you're dressing up.
Oh no, absolutely. And I talked to someone about this because I was like concerned about it. I was like, I'm finding all this stuff on Halloween.
You're like, I don't know if it's a costume party.
And like, I want to dress up on Halloween, but like none of these like particularly mentioned, like I wish like a band I liked had like a Halloween event in New York City. That would
be really fun.
That was like vaccines required, costumes required, you know?
Yeah. Costumes are more important than the vaccines. Like, well, yeah, no, I agree like, with that. But like I think it's just people wear costumes, you know?
No, and that's what my buddy was saying, because I was like, we want to dress up and stuff, but I don't want to like take him somewhere where they're not dressing up, because it's kind of like hip and stuff. So
dude,
part of me is like, I could see the people like they're not that not being their vibe,
but that makes it
like
more dressing fun up and stuff. To wear a costume,
it would be hilarious. But then
it's Halloween, like, it's, dude, if you're not wearing a costume on Halloween, you're a scum of the earth in my book.
And the thing does say Halloween, so it's like it does mention that it is like
that's
Halloween
one of, I'd say that's like one of the big three tenets of Halloween.
What are the other two?
Candy and
alcohol.
Spooky. and alcohol. It's the big four, actually.
But so if we end up going to this place on Halloween, I learned how to do it better. Because this is like, I think I've done something similar to what I did that night. Like, probably when I first moved to New York, when I was like 22, 23, something like that. But I hadn't been to something like that in like years, you know?
Yeah,
so like a DJ, like rave thing stuff. It was kind of nuts.
Yeah.
This is the biggest thing. And anywhere we go on Halloween, this is probably going to be beneficial, even if it's not there. Pre-game, sneak booze in like you're 19 years old. Sneak booze in. Those places are so expensive, dude. I spent like at least $100.
Yeah. For you remember, sure. Probably not as bad as the fancy birthday party.
How much was that drink again? Was that $100? $130?
$32 for each drink, I think.
No, I think I spent $100 that night.
Yeah, no, what happened? I remember what happened. So we each got two drinks. They were
two
doubles.
Gin and tonics, I believe, right?
No, vodka sodas. I don't like
vodka
gin.
Soda. Right.
You
right,
remember
right.
Nothing. No. So you went up and ordered the drinks and you came back. I remember when we were there, the guy did like a super, super thick pour.
He did hook it up a little bit.
And we were like
the only
cool.
People there like who were like, who can I have the cheapest
like,
vodka?
Instagram influencer status.
Yeah, that was totally what that vibe was. It was like just like people like uber rich, like social media,
yeah.
Like influencer.
That was before the podcast had really taken off too.
Yeah, that does suck different. For the new listeners that they don't have a lot of the context of the story. that was fun though. It was cool to experience it. But go ahead.
But yeah, I remember it being we each got two drinks. They were doubles, and it was $16 a shot of the well vodka.
Right,
so
it was 32
like 120 whatever plus tip.
Yeah, Jack's holding down the table, and I'm like, dude, I'm gonna go pay. I'll be right back, and then I go pay, and then when I come back, I'm just like cracking up. Jack's like, what's so funny? And then I just held out the receipt. It's like at that point there's nothing else you can do but laugh about how expensive.
Yeah, that
was
crazy. And we were matching, which was cool.
That was like the first night we broke it out, I believe.
Yeah, that was cool. And then those women were really mean to us. You remember that?
Oh yeah, these women. There were like these middle-aged women who were like trying to like neg us a little bit. and I was drunk, but I wasn't like that drunk.
We were
like,
I think we showed up like mostly sober. So we were drunk as
a little tipsy probably. Like, yeah. And like, but they were like nagging Jack and I, and Jack and I were having a good time with it. Like, that's like, that's the vibe that we love that.
Yeah. Know? We were wearing the same shirt, and this random woman, like unsolicited, I think we actually did something for them prior to this. We were at a bigger table, and we let them take our table, and we sat at the small table. Like, we did a nice deed
right,
for them.
That's what
and
it
then
was.
Unsolicited,
what
was. This woman comes up to us while we're wearing the same shirt, and she's like, if you ever want to get laid, never do this again. And we were like, oh my God. Like, it was completely out of nowhere. We were just like, what the hell just happened?
It was, and then we talked to them for like 30 minutes probably.
Yeah.
We talked to them for so long.
One of them, I feel like the other two like kind of felt bad, but one of them was just like shitting on us the entire time. And Bo and I were like, I thought we looked cool.
Yeah, that. And then I kept like spilling on myself and stuff. Do you remember that? I like spilled on myself a couple times. And she
spilled
like,
a drink all over
hammered.
The entire.
It's like when you aren't drunk, but people have seen you drink and you spill or something. People are like, you're fucked up. And I'm like, no, I just, it happens.
Yeah. I remember this one time, actually, I was at a party in college and I was like kind of tired and not really having that good of a time. But I was with like a bunch of people that I was hanging out with. And I remember I kind of like tripped, and I wasn't drunk at all. I kind of like tripped. And then this one goes like, whoa, bro, you good? And like tried to like hold me up and shit. And I was like, this is the fucking worst thing that's ever
also,
happened.
Also, I hate that flex too. Dude who's like trying to help out the drunk person. Like,
yeah.
It's so condescending. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, dude, I got off the subway on Friday night. And I was walking to my apartment. I get off the train. And immediately to myself, I stand up. I'm like, damn, I'm drunker than I thought I was. But I was fine, but I was drunk, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I get off the subway, and then this dude stumbles out of the subway behind me. And I see him just walk up to a wall and just start puking his guts out.
And you're like, yeah, actually, I'm good.
I was like, no, I'm fine, man.
Oh, my God.
And then the next day I took the subway, throw up was still there.
Oh, dude, that reminds me of a time I wrote, you know, the Batman at Six Flags.
Oh, yeah, that's a good ride.
Yeah, I remember I was with a bunch of friends like in high school or something, or middle school maybe even. And we rode that ride, and it just like flips and spins a whole bunch for those of you who know it. And then I got off after and I was like, oh, man, like kind of similar, like not drunk, obviously, but just felt like a little dizzy and stuff. And then this woman like sitting in the seat right behind me just like took two steps out of the ride and just threw up right on the ground.
That's
and
I was so like, oh. Working at a Six Flags would be like a layer of hell, you know? Yeah. Like, just like deal, because like Six Flags kind of exists somewhere in between like Disney and Universal and like a carnival. Like, it's like, so it's like you're not quite dealing with as much puke and stuff as you do as like at like a carnival, but the rides are a little jankier, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you deal with it more.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of puke that happens. I like, if I ride a shitty roller coaster, I get pretty bad motion sickness. So I don't usually like puke, but I'll just feel horrible every time. When I was in San Diego with my family, we rode, it wasn't like quite carnival level, but it kind of was. It was at like, I don't even know, it was like just a little like theme park kind of thing they had at this like pier in San Diego, and they had like this old like rocky wooden roller coaster, and I rode it and we ran around, and then at the end I just felt like absolute shit. And then I guess it was like part of the ride was going around twice and I didn't know, and I was like, no. And then
horrible.
After I didn't throw up, but afterwards I was like pale and like sweaty.
I don't like, I like roller coasters a lot, but I don't like roller coasters at a carnival are designed to like test like the human body, you know what I mean? They're like designed to like make you get sick or be like, yeah, I didn't fucking get sick on that
ride. Yeah, did you know that before, you know that thing they use in NASA, that like G-force thing?
Yeah
that they like put before that was invented, they actually like had the astronauts go on roller coasters a lot to like practice the G-forces.
Really? That's kind of crazy. Like the worst roller coasters that make people sick, just to be like, dude, that's kind of wild.
Yeah, isn't that weird? No, I made that up. I was going to say,
did you?
Did you buy it? Yeah, did you buy it?
A little bit, yeah. I actually very much bought it. Yeah, I believe
that. Maybe it's possible. I was trying to keep a straight face.
But one time I went to a carnival called Santa's Enchanted Forest.
That sounds sick.
When I lived in Miami. And we went for like a buddy's birthday. It was like me, my brother, my friend, and my friend's little brother. And the four of us were like best friends when we lived in Miami. Yeah. And we go to this theme park, and every ride there is like designed to get you sick. And all four of us threw up.
That's at different awesome. Points. Was it like a night. Chain reaction, or was it all?
No, I threw up on one ride. It was kind of like a baby roller coaster, actually, like no intense drops or anything. But the car spins really fast the whole time. So you're on like a little roller coaster with just little bunny hills and stuff. But the car is spinning the whole damn time. So you're like, I got sick. And then I continued to ride rides though. And then we rode another ride, me and my buddy, my brother and his little brother didn't want to ride it. Where it's like one of those things that kind of hangs down and then all the seats are connected to this thing. It hangs down and then it flips up. And then you're like 50 feet off the ground upside down.
Throw up straight down
in circles. Dude, if you threw up while you're upside down, you'd probably die. You'd choke on your throw up, you know?
That'd be a bummer. Dude,
and then no, it's fine. I don't need to go into detail of the other rides, but over the course of the night.
That one, it's like a typical carnival ride where it's like a flying saucer and you stand up on the inside of it and the walls are kind of like leaned back and it spins around really fast and you like stick to the walls. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I've never rid one because after I threw up on that ride that I threw up on, I like hate getting dizzy and like avoid it as much as possible. Mm,
yeah, so I remember I did that as a kid and I was just like kind of shocked by it because you're like not standing on anything. I think they like lower the thing that you're standing on to where it's like only like an inch or something below, but you're just like sticking to the wall. It's kind of crazy.
So in theory, like – it's probably going fast enough to where you won't fall forward, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's spinning super fast.
But in theory, like, if you were to fall forward somehow,
no,
you'd be
fine.
Tumbling.
Yeah, probably. Like there might have been some other safety measures I don't remember, but also it was a janky carnival, so you never know.
Dude, I'm surprised like more people don't die on the rides at like the Texas State Fair.
Dude, yeah, I've seen some like videos of like people in roller coasters that are just like about to fall over and people like holding them up and shit.
Yeah, dude.
Apparently those rides are very unsafe. Like you should not be riding just little pop-up like highway side carnival rides. They're
dude,
super
yeah,
sketchy.
And the people who work them are just like teenagers working for summer job. Like kids just
yeah, and they're like, you ready? All right, just hit a button and
yeah, like could you like every time you go to Six Flags you're like, there is so much life and death responsibility on the shoulders of that kid.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like they
probably like smoking weed before work and shit. Right,
like it's crazy. Like you should have to get all kinds of like certification and shit to be like, okay.
Yeah. But then it's like take that. Cause like at least Six Flags has pretty rigorous safety standards. And
right.
Then it's like the
no,
same thing,
sure.
But on like some like sketchy dude just drives up with a big ass truck and like
yeah.
unloads a roller coaster
a
on the
roller
side of
coaster
the street
that's broken down into 15 pieces and put in the back of
yeah.
a semi truck and then re put together.
Dude,
like in West Texas,
traveling carnival. I bet there's like but a whole culture with that.
Oh yeah, dude, for sure.
Isn't that like in Place Beyond the Pines? Kind of like what Ryan Gosling does on that.
Yeah,
the
he like does the motorcycle stuff.
Yeah,
and like,
that would be sick.
Like, I mean, there's like a whole subculture of people that are referred to as
carnies.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? I think it was probably more prevalent like back before like we had other forms of entertainment, you know,
like,
yeah, like traveling
TV.
Circuses and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, but now like I think people are like, yeah. And then I think people are also like smart enough to be like, this isn't safe. And also I don't particularly like making fun of like dwarves and women's with beards, you know.
Speak for yourself, pal. I'm all about it. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
I feel like yeah, I'm not kidding. I feel like you'd be a good carny though. Like if you I think you would give a good pitch for like if I was like kind of on the fence about like playing like a carnival game or something. And I was like walking by and you were like, hey, step right up, like play this game. And I'd be like, I don't know. Like, what do you have for me? I feel like you would have a, sure, like a good story, you know?
Okay. I have in my head what game I think I would run at a carnival. Okay. what game do you think it would be?
I think it would be the bottles that are all like in the middle where people throw rings on them.
That wasn't mine, but that is what I thought you would be good at.
Dude, no one's good at that game. I've tried.
No,
good at being that guy.
The carny who works.
Okay, there. I'll do that one. What would you do?
Pop the balloon. With a dart.
Like with darts? Yeah. Okay, that'd be sick.
For sure.
What would your pitch be for it?
You try to buy that girl you're with a teddy bear?
Yeah, you ain't got no money.
You try to buy a teddy bear? And that's how I talk for some reason. And then they actually start playing. I'm like, what's up, guys? And then they're like, damn, I let this guy talk me into it? I'm like, you sure did, pal.
Yeah, you have like an extremely like charismatic personality, like getting people to come in, and then you're just like super monotone, like Ben Stein.
Yeah, I do like voices. You try to buy that girl teddy bear? Hello, hello. You know, like I can do all my vocal range is everywhere.
You're known for your vocal range.
Yeah, that's what draws people in. Because if anything, they're like, who's this freak who could do all the voices? And then when they play, I'm like super cold and not fun.
Yeah. Oh, good throw. Just passive aggressive.
Yeah. It's not the worst I've seen today. You know?
Yeah, but it sure as hell ain't the best either. You worthless piece of shit.
You know what other rides I'm not crazy about anymore are like the Superman one at Six Flags Over Texas, like the freefall ride.
Yeah.
I will say the one that's pretty good, I guess it's Guardians of the Galaxy ride at Disney now, but it used to be Tower of Terror, because you kind of, your feet are like on a surface, your feet aren't hanging, you're like actually sitting in a seat, and it like isn't just straight from top to bottom, it does like a series of like little drops and like a couple bigger ones.
I think at that Superman one at Six Flags, someone like lost their leg.
Oh, I think someone did get hurt.
Didn't that happen? I think something like that happened.
I also think, have you seen that episode of It's Always Sunny where they go to the Jersey Shore and Dee's hair gets caught in that ride?
I can't remember what happens.
A big chunk of her hair gets caught in that ride and she realizes that it's about to drop. She's like, stop the ride. And no one hears her. And then the ride drops and just a huge chunk of her head comes out.
That sounds painful.
Oh, it would be horrible.
Did you ever play Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Oh, I used to love Roller Coaster Tycoon.
I used to love that game too, but do you remember there was that one roller coaster where it was like basically a big drop, a hoop, and then like a ramp, and the roller coaster would go down, go around the loop, go up the other side, and then like turn around and then go back. And like that was the whole ride. So I remember you could do that and you could like turn the speed all the way up and just like launch the roller coaster. So
like ski jump or something.
Yeah. So I'm like a 10-year-old kid, right? And I like would set a bunch of those roller coasters up, but like face them so that they're aimed outside of my property.
Yeah, and just like kill people.
So I would launch it and then people would launch out and I'd be like, oh, it's their problem. Like not my property.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I used to love doing shit like that too.
Yeah,
do you think on some? No, go ahead. Sorry, what were you?
I was just gonna say the same thing, like with Zoo Tycoon, where you would like make a like spend hours and hours making a zoo, like the best zoo ever, like millions of customers, and then you just release the lions.
Oh yeah, The Sims too. The Sims brought out like a weird level.
Oh yeah, you move their shower.
Oh yeah, you like kill them in different ways. You would try and get them to have intercourse. Like,
yeah, they woohoo.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that was so inappropriate for a kid's game.
Oh my god. Yeah. Well, I think it was. In its defense, I think it was rated T.
Oh okay, my bad.
But still, no. Yeah. I mean, just generally inappropriate catcalling, you know. But Do you think on some level, like, we're talking about roller coasters this much because Kelly was texting us about the roller coaster he was on? Kelly, listener of the podcast, this is his shout out.
It's possible. How did we start talking about roller coasters?
I talked about throw up and then carnivals and then roller coasters.
It's possible. That might have made it, because I did watch that entire video.
It looks cool.
I was like, this roller coaster looks sick. I was
so Kelly, listener of the pod, went to Universal in Orlando and rode this new like Jurassic Park ride. I can't remember what it was called, but he was like messaging us being like, this is the most insane roller coaster ever. And then we found a YouTube video of it that we've all been watching. And
yeah, it's like a first person video, like someone filming it while they're going on.
It's straight up like a 90-second roller coaster.
Yeah, and it has like crazy, like the corkscrews are what were really cool.
Yeah,
and like corkscrew at the same time.
I think I like that more than like a proper flip on a roller coaster, is like the corkscrew kind of like
a nice slow loop though is pretty cool too. Like where you're
just the classic. when I was a little kid, I used to be obsessed with roller coasters, but I was afraid to go upside down on roller coasters. So I would wait in line with like my dad to go ride roller coasters. And then I wouldn't get on the roller coaster, and then I'd make him ride it. And then when he got off, I would make him give me every single detail about his experience on the roller coaster. I was obsessed.
My gosh.
I remember the first time I rode one that actually flipped, that actually went upside down. And I was like, I was shaking. I was so scared in line, but I did it.
The first time I rode a roller coaster was in SeaWorld in San Antonio. And I was with, this is like a famous Gardner family story. I was with my dad, my sister, and my brother George. I think my sister was there too. And while we were going up, there was like a really, and this part honestly always gets left out of the story. I feel kind of bad about it. But I was like crying the entire time in line. Like I was so scared. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being like freaked out. And then by the time
How old were you?
Probably like 8 or 9, maybe. I don't know. And then my younger brother was there too. And he was kind of, he was more composed in the line, but I think he might've been just like freaking out on the inside and not like expressing it as outwardly as me. But by the time the roller coaster was about to go off, like I'm fine. Right. And when we go up, we're like about to go up at the top. My brother goes like, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. And then it just like went down and he was just like screaming the whole time. And my I don't know if it's true, but my dad said like at the end he was still like, ah, just like the entire time. But that's like always the highlight of the story. And they always, I think my dad leaves out the part where I was crying the entire time. So, yeah.
I think that's an important detail, because then you get yourself together. You like made peace with death or whatever. But then your brother, he was like cool. And then he was knocking on the death's door. I was like, oh, word. Because you had that line to like accept it and like work through it. And he was suppressing that feeling.
Yeah. He also is a listener of the pod. So hopefully you're okay with me telling that story.
When a couple years ago, me and my brother, my sister wasn't there. I don't know where she was, but we went to like my grandpa's house in Tampa for Thanksgiving. And it's kind of like, we go for like a long time and it's kind of like boring there. No offense. I love my grandpa, but you know, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
So every time we go, usually like we'd wake up early and go to like Disney or Universal for a day. So we have like something to do, you know, while we're there. And then one year, me and my brother go to Universal and there's this old Jurassic Park ride, which I'm sure is still there, where it's like a water ride that's really slow. And then at the end, there's like a huge drop, like a Splash Mountain type drop at the end of the ride. Okay. And you can't see that drop from the line. So I like convinced my brother hates roller coasters and hates drops like to this day. Yeah. So I convince him that it's a slow ride and that drop doesn't exist. I'm like, no, it's chill.
But you know it exists.
Oh, I'm very aware of it.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And then we're in line, and then the voiceover, there's like a woman's voiceover in the line. And then she refers to it as like the biggest drop and whatever. She says you're something. Like,
shut up.
She says something alluding to the drop. And then my brother was like, "Did she just say there's a drop?" And I was like, "Yeah, well, there is a little drop, but." She's kind of just playing into the world of Jurassic Park because Jurassic Park takes place on a fictional island. So when she called it the biggest drop, she's just saying because it happens there. It happens at the top of the mountain. So in theory, it is the highest drop.
How old are you and your brother at this time?
College.
Being like 13.
No, we were in college.
Oh my God. And he bought that?
He believed it. Yeah, I don't know how. He believed it. And then,
oh my God.
And then we get on the ride. We're almost at the end of the line too. So I was so mad. I was like, we almost fucking made it. And then I saved it. So we get in the ride. And then the second it starts moving, the second I know there's no return, I told him that I lied and that there was a ride. And the whole time, my brother was like so tense and so unhappy on the ride. And I had the best time. I couldn't have been happier with how it played out. He was like, "You should have waited till the end because I would have enjoyed the ride up till that point." I was like, "No, this
you're
happened
like, no,
exactly
you're here
the
to
way
suffer.
It should."
It was all part
so
of the plan.
Funny, dude. It was so funny.
Oh my God, I love that.
Oh, it was so good.
Dude, so changing subjects, we put out the poll. The people gave us an answer, and I think we're being Sam and Frodo for Halloween, right?
I think that's a good one. I really wanted to do Ted Lasso and Coach Beard. I thought that would have been a fun one for us to do, but Sam and Frodo was a close number two.
And we discussed potentially we may have 2 days of doing costumes. But really,
we should probably just wear the same costume twice because we're going to have to drop money on like.
True. Yeah, we got to figure out what exactly we're going to wear.
I feel like if we buy the robe and.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah,
the
yeah.
Clip, then we could just kind of wear like, get, like wear a beige ring. Button down. Yeah. And do you want to be Frodo or Sam?
I was
you
just
be
about
Frodo?
To ask
I'll
you
be
that.
Sam.
Yeah, I'll be Frodo.
Yeah. You have
I feel
rank?
Like we would almost be a better Pippin and Merry.
But I feel like if we're doing
we'll just
us
do it
on Halloween.
Yeah, true.
I mean, that was what the rest of the Talk Sauce group decided one time is that we were Pippin and Merry. Remember that?
Like
that must have been at AJ's bachelor party.
Not even related to Halloween.
Like, no, we were just talking, and they said that we were Pippin and Merry. You don't remember this?
No. Who were you? Pippin
I think
or
Kelly
what?
And AJ. I don't remember who was who, but they. I think when you get to like the holistic group, it doesn't really matter who's Pippin or who's Merry.
No, there's a very Pippin and Merry is very different.
I agree, as like individuals, but like as it pertains to like the larger group. That's more like the vibe of those two kind of.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, we do have a Pippin and Merry type vibe. Like we're just looking to have a good time, but Pippin's a lot more reckless,
for sure. So I don't know. Maybe I'd be Pippin. I don't know. I feel like we're both like somewhat like responsible,
but also pretty reckless at times.
Yeah, that's true too. Remember that one time we stole Gandalf's orb?
Yeah, dude. He was sleeping with his eyes open and everything, and I said, "I don't care. This is mine now." Sleep with your eyes open now. For all I care, old man. But okay, so we're doing that, and we'll figure out the costume. But what I was thinking is, whenever we take like if we take group pictures with people, you and I have to get on our knees. And like have them not
for
show
sure.
Because we're way too tall to be hobbits.
So I actually think it's going to be pretty easy. I think as long as we buy that green like robe, then we could get like a fake plastic sword, a ring necklace, and just like wear like a white / beige button.
Yeah,
down
beige,
under it.
And maybe overalls. Don't they wear overalls or no?
They kind of have like vests, overalls, but once you kind of get to those nitty gritty details, I don't think it really matters as much if we're just kind of doing a DIY Halloween thing. But I did see on Amazon that they sell fake hobbit feet that you can put over your shoes.
We definitely need those.
I think that might be a worthwhile investment.
Dude, I just looked up Frodo green robe, and the first thing that came up is a Balenciaga green robe, or Balenciaga, however you say it, for $680. Should we get it?
Yeah, I think it's worth it.
It's just like a bathrobe, though.
I think I sent you a link where someone
did
everything.
They have a full outfit on AliExpress for $52.
And when's it supposed to arrive?
Probably like 6 months.
November. Yeah, that's 8th. The thing. Maybe if we want to do Halloween next year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think we could probably put it together in time. I think we
have time. Oh, no, we for sure can.
Because we can just buy like components of it on Amazon and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to look so cool. The Hobbit's feet are the most important part.
I think that's super necessary. Because I don't want to actually be barefoot, but I think if you could like wear sneakers and then just put Hobbit feet over them.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm definitely wearing shoes.
Yeah, because
the club will. Where did you say you saw the Hobbit feet?
I sent you a link, I think.
You did?
I texted you a link a couple days ago of like how to put together Sam and Frodo costume. Oh, I found them on Amazon. It's like $15, $20.
Yo, these.
Oh, no, these are like slippers.
That's fine.
I don't want to like wear.
Oh, no. I found some. There's some Ruby's Lord of the Ring Hobbit feet suit. They look pretty gross, but pretty hobbity.
Dude, they're so nasty. I'm looking at them now too.
Those look like kind of low quality too.
Yeah, they kind of look shitty.
I kind of like the slippers, dude. Would you not be down wearing slippers all night?
I don't want to like, they'd like fall apart and like get ruined, and I don't want to like deal with like the trash.
Yeah, you're worried about when you have to wear your Hobbit feet again?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. We'll figure it out. But I'm excited. I think that'll be a vibe, being Sam and Frodo.
I think it'll be cool.
And I was trying to get Alex, because she was doing a costume with her friends. They were like talking about doing Powderpuff Girls.
What happened to that?
I don't know. They decided not to for some reason. So she's like trying to figure out who to be. I was trying to get her to be Smeagol, but she's not down.
She didn't want to?
Nah.
Why didn't her and her friends just don't want to do group costume anymore?
I don't really know what they're doing. But she also said if we do Ted Lasso, she'll be a soccer ball, which would be sick.
That would be kind of dope. That would be actually... dude, if we can go three ways on that, that might be worth doing more than Sam and Frodo.
We can't betray the listeners, though.
Let's ask them if they're okay with it.
They're never going to participate in our polls again. We're going to have like, it's going to be like vote for the worst.
Because it would have been a different set of options if we knew Alex was going to be dressing up with it, you know?
True. That's a good point.
This is like a new audible. So let's ask them if you're okay with this. I'm okay with asking them if they're okay with us being Ted Lasso and Beard and Alex being a soccer ball, so we can get a three-way matching situation going.
I'm down, but I also think we could potentially pull off both costumes. So we'll look into it.
Spend $200 total dollars on Halloween costumes.
I don't think we'll have to spend that much.
Dude, I think we can. I don't know, man. I think Halloween costumes are expensive, dude.
We'll figure it out. I just think we can do like the Ted Lasso beard thing, like without. I don't think we have to do too much for that.
That's true, I guess.
Yeah,
but we also don't want to half-ass it.
True.
The whole ass one thing.
Whole ass one thing that has two things. That's a good point, my friend.
Yeah, if we're gonna do it, we're gonna fucking do it.
We're gonna do it big, dude. How? Okay, did we ever decide what the statute of limitations is on spoilers?
No, I know we've had this discussion before, though.
Because I really want to spoil Ted Lasso for everyone right now.
Oh,
I don't really want to spoil it. Yeah, I know it's too soon, so I'm not gonna do it. But I really want to talk. We do need to talk about it. We should do it off air afterwards.
For sure. I'd say it's closer to a year. I think a year.
Okay. Right before the new season comes out, I'm spoiling everything on Talk Sauce.
That's fair. When the new thing comes out, then the old thing can be spoiled.
Yeah. Bo and I are spoiling it live, and it's going to be crazy. It's going to be an event.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was so good.
Dude, that is.
It was so good. It was amazing.
Best show. That show was incredible. So good. I was blown away, but they tied it up so well. Like,
yeah, I don't know if I think it's the best show. I think it's top five.
Yeah, TV not like right the best show, but it, you know, it's an expression. Like,
I would make
whenever like people no, are like,
sure, I got you.
Oh, it's cool, and I'm like, yeah, he's the best, and I'm like, you're obviously not like the best, but you're like,
I think it's top three or four for sure. Because for me, I mean, it's also one of the three or four shows that have new episodes coming out right now that I watch.
That's the problem is that that it's like recency bias is such a big thing. But I think it has a ton of rewatch value. Like, I could watch through that show again.
Easily. Especially with how it ends, like kind of looking for Easter
watching,
eggs.
Yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
Because they say they've been like teasing it since the first episode. Like, they knew they were going to do what they did.
Yeah, we got to talk about it afterwards because there's some shit that I've like read online, but I've been catching, I think I'm caught up now with What We Do in the Shadows. And there was one scene that I died. It was the scene at the boxing match. Do you remember?
Oh that? Yeah. Yeah. Dude, that episode was so good.
That show, it's the new, like the most recent two episodes. I think like the one with, what's he called? That's locked in the thing. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah. Oh, that's so good,
dude. That was an all time episode. There are other ones.
I think that is the best show on television right now. That's what I think. That's personally.
Yeah, it's definitely the funniest. But in terms of, I just like the. I think it's really different because Ted Lasso like has the plot aspect, but it's also not running right now. So,
what about Succession? Kind of you watch that show?
You just froze.
Oh. You frozen, dog. Shit.
Hello?
Oh, no. Well, if I'm being heard, this is kind of awkward, isn't it? By the listeners, by Jack. We should have ended the episode 2 minutes ago.
Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Bo and Jack are just a couple dudes recapping life. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce. Talk sauce.